Good morning, this is Akashvani. I'm Sarabjit Kaur with the world news. The headlines. World Bank raises India's growth forecast from 6.3 to 6.6% for current financial year. IAEA Director General Rafael Mariano Grossi praises India's nuclear milestone at Kalapakkam in Tamil Nadu. US Vice President J.D. Vance to lead American delegation for direct talks with Iran in Islamabad aimed at ending West Asia conflict. Greece to ban social media for children under 15 from next year. And Indian Greco-Roman wrestlers add 3 more medals to tally at Asian Wrestling Championships 2026 in Kyrgyzstan. And now the details. The World Bank has raised India's growth forecast from 6.3% to 6.6% for the current financial year, owing to strong domestic demand and free trade agreements. World Bank expects India to remain the primary engine of growth in South Asia. In India, growth is estimated to have accelerated from 7.1% in financial year 2025 to 7.6% in financial year 2026, owing to strong domestic demand and export resilience. Private consumption growth was particularly robust, supported by low inflation and rationalization of the goods and services tax. Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Mariano Grossi, has appreciated India's achievement in attaining criticality of the prototype fast breeder reactor at Kalapakkam in Tamil Nadu. A report.
The landmark step marks a significant advancement in the country's indigenous nuclear program and its pursuit of long-term energy sustainability. In a social media post, Mr. Grossi described the development as impressive progress by India in achieving criticality of the prototype fast breeder reactor at Kalapakkam, a key step forward in fuel sustainability and the future of nuclear energy. He reaffirmed the IAEA's commitment to India, saying that the organization will continue supporting the safe and secure development of India's nuclear program. The IAEA chief in his message also congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Kalapakkam facility is a cornerstone of India's three-stage nuclear power strategy designed to harness the country's abundant thorium reserves and achieve greater fuel efficiency while reducing dependence on imported uranium. With Moinuddin's report, Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a visit to Mauritius and United Arab Emirates beginning today. In the first leg of his tour, Dr. Jaishankar will visit Mauritius to participate in the 9th Indian Ocean Conference. During his visit, the External Affairs Minister will meet the leadership of Mauritius and review the entire spectrum of bilateral ties. He will also deliver the keynote address at the conference. On the sidelines, Dr. Jaishankar is expected to hold discussions with counterparts from other participating nations. The visit underscores India's neighborhood first policy, Vision Mahasagar, and commitment to the Global South. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal stated that India and the United States share one of the world's most consequential economic partnerships forged on shared democratic values. Speaking at the launch event of the India-US Trade Facilitation Portal, the Union Minister said India-US partnership is special and bilateral trade is growing rapidly. The Minister said that the launch is a timely, forward-looking step, adding momentum to digital initiatives like the DGFT's Trade Connect Portal, which reflects the depth and dynamism of India-US partnership. The Commerce and Industry Minister said that bilateral trade is growing rapidly towards the $500 billion ambition set by both sides. India has withdrawn its proposal to host the 33rd Conference of the Parties, COP33, of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change in 2028. The decision was conveyed to the Asia-Pacific Group on 2nd of April. India had proposed hosting the COP33 summit in India in 2028. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had conveyed India's proposal in his special address at the inauguration of high-level segment of COP28 in December 2023 in the UAE. This is Akashvani. You are listening to The World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. You're listening to The World News. US President Donald Trump is sending a delegation led by Vice President J.D. Vance and other top officials to Islamabad for direct talks with Iran aimed at ending weeks of conflict in the West Asia region. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said that the negotiating team will include Middle East Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner, with the first round scheduled for Saturday morning. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian confirmed Tehran will attend the Islamabad talks following a telephonic conversation with Pakistan Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif. Meanwhile, sporadic fighting continues in the region, particularly in Lebanon, where Israel is striking Hezbollah targets. Iran has claimed these attacks violate the ceasefire. Lebanon's health ministry has said that Israeli strikes yesterday killed 182 people, the highest single-day death toll in the Israel-Hezbollah war. In a statement, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said it supports Mr. Trump's decision to suspend strikes against Iran for 2 weeks, but that it doesn't include the war with Hezbollah in Lebanon. On the other hand, French President Emmanuel Macron has said that he told the leaders of Iran and the United States that he hoped a ceasefire between them would be respected in Lebanon and across all areas of confrontation as Israeli strikes continued to hit Beirut. US President Donald Trump has once again attacked North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, for not supporting the US in the Iran war following a private meeting with its Secretary General, Mark Rutte, at the White House. In a social media post, Mr. Trump said that the NATO wasn't there when US needed them and they wouldn't be there if Washington need them again. Moreover, White House Press Secretary Caroline told reporters that leaving the NATO remains under discussion. The meeting came amid Trump's concern with European allies for not fully backing US military actions against Iran. Greece has announced to ban access to social media for children under the age of 15 from January of next year. We have a report.
The decision has been taken after rising concerns over mental health and the addictive design of online platforms. Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis said that the move was aimed at tackling rising anxiety and sleep problems among young people, as well as addictive design of social media. In a video message posted on social media yesterday, Mr. Mitsotakis said that many young people tell him that they feel exhausted from comparisons, from comments, from the pressure to always be online. France, Austria and Spain are among a growing number of nations pursuing similar curbs. The UK government has launched a consultation on whether to implement a ban for under-16s, while Ireland and Denmark are considering similar measures. Australia, in December last year, became the first country in the world to require TikTok, YouTube, Snapchat and other top sites to remove accounts held by under-16s or face heavy fines. This is Saira Mujtaba for World News.
In wrestling, Indian Greco-Roman wrestlers added 3 more medals to their tally at the Asian Wrestling Championships 2026 in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan yesterday, with Nitesh Sivaj settling for silver, while Prince and Sachin Sarawat struck bronze. The 3 medals meant Indian Greco-Roman wrestlers finished the Continental Championship with a rich haul of 5 medals. Lalit Sarawat had bagged the silver in the 55 kg division, while Sunil Kumar took bronze in the 87 kg on Tuesday. The women's freestyle competitions also kicked off yesterday. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. World Bank raises India's growth forecast from 6.3 to 6.6% for current financial year. IAEA Director General Rafael Mariano Grossi praises India's nuclear milestone at Kalpakkam in Tamil Nadu. US Vice President J.D. Vance to lead American delegation for direct talks with Iran in Islamabad aimed at ending West Asia conflict. Greece to ban social media for children under 15 from next year, and Indo-Greco-Roman wrestlers add 3 more medals to tally at Asian Wrestling Championships 2026 in Kyrgyzstan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.